morning, and welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and we have got a dynamic hour for you. We're trying to reach my guest, Dr. Eric Kaplan, who is on the East Coast. And as soon as he calls in, then we will put him through. But we are going to start off on our own, and we're going to be sharing some different things with you. And also, telephone lines are going to be open at 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. First, I want to thank those of you who have been sending me some wonderful, wonderful information. It has just been great. I've got a lot of good material that I am going to be sharing with you. But I thought I'd start off today with a story about someone that really is making a difference in life. And, you know, it would be amazing if we could all see ourselves when we are 100 plus years old, still being active and vibrant and being involved in life. Well, that's the way it is with a gentleman by the name of Dwight Houff. And he has been called America's oldest worker. And this was stated by Experience Works, a nonprofit organization that helps find jobs for seniors. Well, Dwight is quite a guy, because he is in Sioux City, Iowa, and I happened to see a program on him just about a week ago, and I was so impressed with this man, with his attitude. Now, he's got snowy white hair, but he is very active. He is, again, over 100 years of age. He started working in 1926, and his attitude is, why should one retire when you love what you do? And he absolutely does. And he has been an owner of a sporting goods store in Sioux City, Iowa. And when he started in this, it was because he absolutely loved sports with a passion. And he said, getting into this kind of work was just a natural thing for me to do. Started out as a teacher, and then he took a job as a traveling salesman for Spalding Sporting Goods. And he enjoyed what he did so much that even when he went through the Great Depression, his attitude about customer service was just first class. And he prospered, even though times were so very, very tough. He had a lot of good things happen to him. Well, Spalding ended up closing its Sioux City store in 1933, so he decided he'd open up his own sporting goods store. After all, that's what he had done. He found he just absolutely loved it, and that's where he's been ever since. Now, he's expanded his business into a regional chain, yet he still believes in the personal touch. In fact, he traveled 320 miles, it's a round trip to Boone, Iowa, with a bunch of his friends. He has been doing this for the last 15 years, so he started in his 90s, folks, to hand-deliver basketballs used in the State High School's Athletic Association annual tournament. And he said, I'm proud of taking care of the customer in the manner that they deserve. So he really believes in that personal touch. Now, Dwight has served on the National Operating Committee on Standards for Athletic Equipment. He believes and has very earnestly worked with this, making equipment safer, and especially football helmets. And in his free time, well, he's out there cheering all of the local teams, especially in football, basketball, and track. Now, he doesn't do traveling sales anymore. He's got his family that is working with him in his Sioux City, Iowa store, and he's in that store himself 6 days a week. That's right, 6 days a week. He said, you have to work hard and watch your expenses. His favorite aspect of work and life isn't the profit, though. He said he just loves to sell, and he loves getting orders. But the most enjoyable thing is all of the associations he's had with people over the many, many years since 1926 that he's had. He said if you have a lot of good friends and you enjoy people, you're going to be successful at whatever you do. And I thought that'd be a great way to start the program, because it is something that is so important for all of us. It is so important to be able to enjoy, one, what we're doing, but two, to know that it's people that makes it real. It's people that makes it viable. It's people that makes whatever we do successful. I don't care what kind of business you're in, whether you're manufacturing screws, doing a hairdo in a beauty salon, or you're involved in groceries, mechanics. It doesn't make any difference. Without people, you don't have work. Without people, you don't have purpose. Now, some may say, well, that's not true. Well, it's true. Animals can be it, but animals have to be serviced and assisted by people. Otherwise, they're out in the wild. And in that respect, maybe they don't need us, but we do need each other. And I think one of the hardest lessons I ever had to learn was understanding interaction with other people is extremely important, and it's very, very necessary. We all have to work and interact with others. And when we can do that with a sense of integrity and purpose, we know that we're going to be able to achieve quite a bit in life. You might never be written up in People magazine or in the Wall Street Journal, but what are you doing to affect life in a very, very special way? What is it that you are going to leave behind as a legacy? And I think so often that's what we need to be aware of. We need to be aware of the legacy that we are going to want to give. That legacy is going to be so important. That is what people will remember when we're gone. And after all, we're only here on this earth for a relatively short period of time. Even if we do live to be over 100, it is something that if we live our life with a sense of purpose and think about what it is we would like to leave as a legacy, I think that's incredible. And with Dwight, when I think of the legacy that he leaves, what is it? It's working hard. It is just as true today as it was when he started in the 1920s. Be sincere, because people can tell when you're not being straight with them. And remember to be honest in all of your transactions. And his feeling was it was better to lose money than to lose trust. If you earn people's trust, they'll always help you out in the end. And that is an amazing truth. So my hat is off to Dwight Huff, who's America's oldest worker, because this is a man who still walks the walk as well as talking the talk. This is Donna Sebo. We are waiting, trying to reach my author, Dr. Eric Kaplan. Something has happened. We're not able to reach him by phone right now, so we're trying to make that connection. As soon as we do, we will be bringing him on the airwaves. And in the interim, if you'd like to call in and let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, here's the telephone number, 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Also in Canada, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Do you believe that the moon can affect how you are feeling? Well, for those involved in astrology, they're not going to question that at all. They're going to say the moon has a tremendous impact. Farmers know that the moon has a tremendous impact on the growth of their crops. Well, they have found in research that the gravitational pull of the moon influences plant life, oceans, fertility cycles. It has so much of an effect. We can't see it, but it does affect us. And one of the reasons that the human body is affected so strongly by the moon, they say, is because we're more than 70% water, and consequently, we have a response many times, not unlike what the tides do. So it can help you understand how you feel. Now, there's some information about the 29-day cycle of the moon and how it can affect how you feel. Now, during the month of June, the new moon starts on the 14th and 15th of this month, which is just around the corner. Well, that means that you are going to find you're at your creative peak. That is when it's the beginning of the lunar phase, and people often feel very youthful, artistic, and they get all kinds of new ideas. Now, there's an astrologer, Lisa Coffey. She said, this is a good time to really do brainstorming when you are at the beginning cycle of the new moon. And she said, it's a great time to tackle brand new challenges, whatever those challenges may be. Now, what about the crescent moon? Well, that's when it's a growing sliver. You'll just see a little sliver of it in the sky. It means, then, that's the 16th to the 21st, that you're on the top of the world. And as the moon begins to grow in size, there's more energy. You have a lot more enthusiasm. Your momentum could be at its peak, and your confidence levels can be growing. You feel like you can do just about anything. Now, since you have more motivation during a crescent moon, it's a good time to do the things maybe you've been putting off, like, you know, hunting for a job or taking care of chores around the home. Things like this can really help. Now, when it gets to be the half moon, which is the 22nd of June, it's good to be around people. And the statement is, don't be surprised if you're feeling particularly social and extroverted right now. The sun and moon are at a 90-degree angle to each other, and the resulting energy spurs you to be more outgoing. It's a perfect time to host a party or to organize a girl's night out or a guy's night out. Now, when you come to a three-quarter moon, and by the way, the half moon is June 22nd. The three-quarter moon is the 23rd through the 29th. And you may feel like you're under a little bit of stress. And that can be the lunar effect. And sometimes people in the law enforcement agencies will say, you know, that things start happening around then. It just seems like strange behavior starts popping up. There's sometimes an aggressive behavior that's on the part of certain people. And you need to learn how to relax. If you find yourself in that cycle and you're feeling a little stressed, then just cool out by doing some meditation or taking a walk, doing something that's going to enable you to lighten up a little bit. Now, when it comes to the full moon, which is going to be on the 30th of June, it acts as, according to Coffey, in your face mirror. Just as the moon is completely illuminated, so too is your life and what you've been doing. If you've made good choices, you can be very, very good and feel positive about what your next series of choices might be. This is a time, though, if you feel like you've not been up to par, this is a good time to go back and do some reevaluation. And then when the moon is beginning to get smaller, going through the ending of its full cycle, they call it the disseminating moon, that's July 1st through 13th, seems like that's a relaxing cycle. As it begins to shrink in size, well, your energy levels might go down a little bit low, you may feel sort of a little bit lazy. Time to kick back, relax, recharge your batteries, and give yourself a pat on the back for all that you've done in the month. But that just gives you a little bit of insight into the lunar cycles, and 43% of people are convinced that the moon alters people's behavior. Is it true? Is it just an old wives' story, old wives' myth? Well, that's not the case. Researchers have found that's quite true. During the moon cycle, births increase by as much as 60% during the 2 days before and the 2 days after a full moon. Again, births increase by as much as 60%, car accidents rise by as much as 50%, and crime rises by 5%. I can remember when I worked for a police department in California years ago, officers would often come in and say, time for the full moon to come out. You wouldn't believe what's been going on. So even the police officers years ago believed in that. They said that was something that they really, really felt had an effect on people. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. We're trying to reach Dr. Eric Kaplan, and for some reason we've not been able to do so, and as soon as we do, we will be bringing him on the air. Telephone number, though, in the interim, if you'd like to call in and let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, is 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Or, for those of you in Canada, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Well, how about going hiking? We're coming into wonderful, wonderful summertime, and hiking, wow, it's just so invigorating. We have a neighbor who loves to hike up to Mount Rainier, which is a huge, huge mountain peak here in the Pacific Northwest. And, of course, he always has to go and condition himself before he starts the journey, and that is a lot of work because you don't realize how out of shape you are until you try to do a major climb like that. And he has a younger friend who likes to hike as well, and it's just really wonderful to be able to have that experience. There's nothing like being out on a mountain where you see all the wildflowers coming out. I know here in the Pacific Northwest, up on Rainier, July is absolutely spectacular. You can't believe the colors and the beauty of all of the wildflowers and the various kinds of animals that you'll see. Butterflies, you'll see badgers, you'll see deer, you'll see elk. I mean, you just see just about everything. It's just absolutely wonderful. And so taking your kids along, it's a great thing to do. They absolutely love it. I know I did when I was growing up. I thought going on hikes was just absolutely fabulous. But you don't have to necessarily climb the Mount Rainiers in the world. You can follow various forest trails, or there are also city paths that you can follow. I know people up in Anchorage, Alaska, they have city paths that they can walk that just puts them out into a very comfortable wildlife experience without having to hike the mountains. But here's what you can consider in packing your backpacks, because it's something that is important to remember. If it's just a day trip, you might want to just have the day pack. Load the kids up, too, because they can carry their own. And even if you're not going into the depths of the wilderness, you should be prepared. Don't forget, take sunglasses, a whistle, a small magnifying glass. You may say, what do you need a magnifying glass, Donna? Think we're going to need to start a fire? No. You might want to take a magnifying glass and look at things that you find. It's a fascinating tool to keep with you. And bottled water. You need to have bottled water and a portable water mister to stay cool should you get extremely hot. And I wouldn't have thought of the water mister, but that's something that people have recommended. Also, lots of things can make a hiking trip a lot of fun. Sing-along is really great, and people making up their own lyrics. Sometimes people like to take along an instrument that they can play so that when everybody, if there's a big group going along, they say, well, we'll just sit down and have a sing-along. But that's your choice as to what you want to do. Don't forget, you may need to take along some energy snacks. You want to be sure you have some things to munch on as you're going along. And here is a trail mix recipe that's real easy to put together. And the kids could put this together and package it up into bags and pass it along and around. And some family, everybody can have their own. And this is all that it takes. You need a half a package of granola cereal, half a package of granola cereal, a half a bag of chocolate chips, a half a bag of chocolate chips, a box of raisins, one box of raisins, a half a pound of shelled peanuts, a half a pound of shelled peanuts. And if you don't like peanuts, if you're allergic to them or they're just not something that sit well in your digestive tract, use another nut. It's okay. A half a pound of dried fruit, whatever your preference is there. Dried cherries are my husband's favorite. So those are things that you can just mix together, and you can double or triple this recipe. You can even add some other goodies to it if you like. Some people like to use M&Ms instead of chocolate chips. Whatever is your favorite. Just remember, if you're packing it and you're going to be in a warm environment, you really don't want something that's going to get ooey-gooey and melty on you. So M&Ms are pretty good for that because they've got the hard shell of candy shell on it, so that makes it even better than just straight chocolate chips. But if you're going to be in cooler temps, it really won't make too much of a difference. And then you might want to be sure that you have something, especially if you're taking kids along on a hike, you have something where they can carry some of their items back home, like plastic bags, maybe a plastic bottle or two. Having, you know, a glass jar is not such a good idea, but there's a lot of things that come in plastic jars. And if you've got some of those floating around with a plastic lid, that's great because they won't shatter and break. And you can have kids, you know, pick up little twigs as they go along. And when you have them bring their treasures home, you can just have all kinds of interesting adventures, exploring the library, finding out information. Maybe you find a bug you've never seen before. There's just so many things that can make it interesting for kids when they're out so that when they come home, they can continue the adventure of being out in nature by doing their own research and maybe even saving what they find out for school when the fall time opens up for them, especially when they are younger kids. They really like taking their stories and their samples of whatever they found, finding unique plants, looking at their leaves, finding out what's going on there, talking about different trees, different types of trees. Kids really like it. Also, pine cones, pebbles, all kinds of items. You can have an easy container, plastic bag of some kind, or even a plastic jar that they can put all of their treasures in. Now, there is a wonderful site if you would like to find out more about hiking, if you would like to get some more insights on how you could do this with your family. Go to AmericanHiking.org. That's AmericanHiking.org. And you can get a list of all kinds of places that you can visit across the nation. This is just a wonderful, wonderful site. So this is just something I wanted to share with you today because it's that time of year. Kids are getting out of school. We're going to be going to a graduation for a young man who has finished high school and is going to be going off to Stanford University within just a few months, beginning a whole new level of his life. So we're going to be going to his graduation ceremony this weekend. And I know a lot of you out there are attending ceremonies for family members and friends all across the country. And it's really quite exciting when you've watched a young person grow up and you see them coming into their own and you know that they're setting off for a brand new adventure in life. And you're wondering, what is the rest of their story going to be as they go along? Because it's a big change, both for the parents as well as for the kids. This is Donna Sebo. We have not been able to reach Dr. Kaplan, so I'm assuming we have, for some reason, not had, I hope it's not an emergency that's come up with him. 877-876-5227, though, is the telephone number you can call in. Phone lines are open if you would like to let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. And for Canadians, that's 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And I want to let you know, tomorrow we're going to be talking real estate with Richard C. Smith. And Richard is so knowledgeable. He has such a wonderful, wonderful website. And boy, those signs are out. Man, I'm seeing them in my neighborhood. We have got so many places that are up for sale. It's that time of year. Lots of people are trying to make shifts and changes. We have a lot of military that live in our area. So it's not unusual to have homes go up abundantly in this time of the year because people, they just find it's a great time to go out, look at houses. It's not raining usually, and they're able to get out and about much more easily. If the kids are out of school, then that gives them more freedom, more time, flexibility to look, explore, and also to prepare if they're getting ready to move themselves. So we'll be talking about both sides of the equation tomorrow. Well, I wanted to let you know, later on in the hour, I'm going to be giving you information on a wonderful recipe, a steak rollatini with penne. Yes, this is something that's really fast, really easy, and man, it would just be perfect, especially if you wanted to have a summer dinner that's light and easy to fix. So have that pad of paper handy and pen, and we will be sharing that information with you in just a little bit. Steve Lennox said that he wants to be remembered as someone who requires that work be fun, especially while working on complex and demanding projects. Boy, times have changed, haven't they? There is such a different attitude about work. I can remember when I was growing up, and so much of the attitude is that work could never be fun. If you had a job, you were to be grateful, which I still believe in. I do think that when you have that opportunity, you can make the best out of it, even though it may not be permanent for you. You should be appreciative of the fact that you do have work, that you are making an income, because there are a whole lot of people that aren't for one reason or another. But to be able to enjoy your work is so very, very significant. It really is. And when you are perhaps in a positioning you're not enjoying all that much, you're saying, well, I really don't like this kind of work. I want to do something else that's close to my heart, close to my essence. I think of the gentleman that I was mentioning just a moment ago, Dwight Hoff. Well, he did work for a while that wasn't really his particular specialty, but he did have a passion, and that was for sports. Now, he didn't become a world athlete, but he got involved in a professional arena that was related to something that he had a great affection for. You can do the same thing. I've known people that have absolutely, think of some women that absolutely loved knitting. Well, they ended up opening up a shop relative to knitting and working with materials and fabrics, a very unique store, and they're still successful after, you know, many years. They've been in the business for like 20 years. Why are they successful? Well, they're not unlike Dwight. They are really enjoying what they're doing, and more than that, they're finding that they're getting such a satisfaction out of what they're doing. They work with young kids. They involve themselves with school projects. They work with women that are primarily women, some men, but primarily women, who are very creative and love different projects, doing unique things. All of this comes into the equation. So they have attracted, literally, a family of customers where there's just this wonderful interaction that's just kept growing. And what they found with their business is that as they were working with these various customers and interacting with them, often they'd bring their children in, and then many of their children, well, now they're grown up and they're having their own kids. So it just seems like it's passed along. And I remember a jeweler years ago who told me, he said, I always treat every customer just absolutely the best I can. I really enjoy my work. He really loved to do the design work for jewelry. But also what was so important to him is that he said he always treated every member of the family, even the tiny, tiny kids that were brought in by their moms, especially well. Because he said, you know, that's my future customer. That kid that comes in with mom is going to remember me. And sure enough, that's what happened. And that's what happens with these ladies that have this knit shop. Their customers brought their children have brought their children in, and the business continues to be quite successful because of that personal relationship and the interaction with their community. Well, this is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break. And when we come back, well, we're going to have all kinds of good things to share with you. Telephone number, especially if you'd like to call in, let me light up your life with a little bit of insight, is 877-876-5227, Canadians, 888-815-9756. We're going to be back in just a moment.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today. 800-872-8852.
Telephone lines are open. 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. In the U.S., 888-815-9756 for Canadians. 888-815-9756 for Canadians. Also, we have a direct line of 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. Well, if you have been, this is the first time you've ever listened to the show, and you wonder why I open up the phone lines like that, you're welcome to call in and give me your first name or initial. I'm happy to give you my psychic impressions, and then after that, you can ask me a question about anything that you like. And I mean that, a question about anything that you like. So again, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756 for those of you in Canada. Father's Day, it's coming up. It's just going to be around the corner. And I came across a wonderful, wonderful story that I thought I should share with you, because it's about a little girl and how she did something very special on a Father's Day. Now, she had a teacher, Mrs. Berry, who was talking to the class that Elizabeth was in and was talking about a particular assignment. Well, Elizabeth had a habit of daydreaming, and she was just so happy because it was only two more weeks and school was going to be out. And she was really having a tough time concentrating because all she could think about was, wow, she was going to go swimming, trips to the beach, and oh, she could just imagine all of those wonderful things she was going to be able to do. Well, her name was called, rather firmly, Elizabeth, and the teacher then said, perhaps you'd like to join the rest of the class. And Mrs. Berry was a little bit perturbed with Elizabeth. Of course, Elizabeth came to attention pretty quickly. And then she heard Mrs. Berry describing Father's Day cards that they were supposed to make to take home to their dads. And Mrs. Berry passed out the construction paper and fabric and all the different odds and ends that she was going to give to the kids, because she wanted them to make a necktie for the card, and they were to fold the paper in half to make the card that she gave them, and then to paste the necktie to the front, and then she had a message that she wanted put inside the card. So this is what she wrote up on the blackboard. It was the best card, she said, this is what I want you to put on, and she had this message there for the kids. So Elizabeth, she got a yellow piece of paper. She folded it in half, but when she saw the blue material she had been given, that she was supposed to make a necktie out of, she decided she was going to do something different. She had scissors in her desk, and so then she began to cut the fabric. And by the time the rest of the class was writing the message they were supposed to write on the inside of the card, Elizabeth was still working on the front of hers. But she didn't care. She was having a good time with what she was doing. And Mrs. Berry didn't mind, because Elizabeth was always one of the last ones to finish any project. And the reason was, Elizabeth was always daydreaming. Well, when Elizabeth finally looked at the message that was up on the board, she noticed something else that had been written next to it, and she got very, very excited. Now, she had not heard that Mrs. Berry had said to the class that anyone who didn't have a father could make a card for a grandfather or an uncle. She hadn't heard it because she had been daydreaming. Now, as her teacher walked up the aisle, Elizabeth wanted to cover up the card that she had made with her arm, but Mrs. Berry just said, no, Elizabeth, I've got to see it. So Mrs. Berry picked up Elizabeth's card, and Elizabeth was just waiting for something to be said. In fact, she was waiting for criticism, and she wouldn't look at Mrs. Berry. And finally, she looked up at Mrs. Berry, and because she was very quiet, Mrs. Berry hadn't said anything. And she saw a tear coming out of Mrs. Berry's eye. Oh, boy. She knew she was in trouble. She said, uh-oh, I've never, ever made my teacher so upset that she ended up crying. This is bad. This is not a good thing. Well, Elizabeth started talking. And she said, Mrs. Berry, I'm so sorry for not listening. I'll make another card if you want. And this is what Mrs. Berry said. She said, Elizabeth, that was the best card in the whole class. It was so sweet. It made me cry. Boy, was Elizabeth surprised. She said, you really think so? Mrs. Berry just nodded. Well, Elizabeth took the card home that night, and when her mother came in from work, Elizabeth decided it would be okay to give her mom the card early, since, according to Mrs. Berry, it was the best one in the class. Now, on the front of the card, Elizabeth had drawn her mother, and she had taken and cut the blue piece of fabric and made it look like her mother had a bow in her hair. And inside the card, she had written, Dear Mom, I know you work really hard to be both a mommy and a daddy. I want to thank you and wish you a happy Father's Day. Love, Elizabeth. Well, when her mom opened the card and read it, she started crying, just like Mrs. Berry had. And Elizabeth asked her, Mom, are you crying because it's sweet? All her mom could do was give her a hug. So for those of you that maybe don't have your dad around, keep that in mind. I thought it was a wonderful, wonderful story for Father's Day, because Father's Day is really all about love. This is Donna Siebel, and I promised you a recipe. And before I give you the recipe, here is the telephone number to call in if you would like to chat with me today. 877-876-5227 is the telephone number, 877-876-5227. Or for Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Okay, here we go. This is steak rollatini with penne. And that is just a pasta, so this is so easy to make. I know you will enjoy it, especially if you're a beef lover. I know my husband is. Now, these are the ingredients that I'm going to be giving you first. All you need is a teaspoon of salt, a half a teaspoon of pepper, and a half a teaspoon of garlic powder. You need 12 ounces of mini penne or rotini pasta. That's 12 ounces of mini penne or rotini pasta. You need 6 thinly sliced sandwich or mini steaks. That's about 1.5 pounds. That's 6 thinly sliced sandwiched or mini steaks, 1.5 pounds. And then you need 12 slices of provolone, 12 slices of provolone, which is about 3/4 of a pound, and 1.5 cups of packed baby spinach leaves, 1.5 cups of packed baby spinach leaves. And then you need 2 containers of refrigerated bruschetta, such as Buitoni's. You need 2 containers of refrigerated bruschetta, such as Buitoni's, and then some fresh basil leaves. They really add a special touch. Now, this is how simple it is. You want to get your broiler rack positioned so the top of the meat on the rack in the pan will be about 7 to 8 inches from your heat source. So you want to have that meat a good distance from the broiler unit itself, and have your broiler heating. Now, in a small bowl, you want to mix together your salt, your pepper, your garlic powder, and then also you want to have your pasta cooking in a pot. Just follow the directions, and then you drain it. And while the pasta is cooking and the broiler is heating up, what you want to do is pound out thinly your minute steaks, and then you are going to roll them. And this is what you do after you've pounded out. You can pound the minute steaks between sheets of plastic wrap or wax paper, and you want to use the flat side of a meat mallet, and you want to, you know, get them really, really thin. And what you do is then taking that seasoning mixture that you have, once that is just, you know, just the way you want it, that seasoning. And if you're like me, you always add a little bit of extra. You want to sprinkle the steaks that have been flattened. You want to sprinkle them with the salt mixture, and then top each one of those steaks with a slice of cheese and 1/4 cup of your spinach. A slice of cheese and 1/4 cup of the spinach. And then you want to just roll them tightly. And what you're going to do, you're going to take the rolls, put them seam side down on your broiler pan. And if you're wise, you'll spray it with some nonstick spray before you do that. Broil the meat until it's lightly browned and cooked as you desire it in the center. And that's about 8 to 12 minutes. And you will then sprinkle the rolls with the remaining salt mixture and top with remaining cheese. Stick them under the broiler until the cheese is melted, then about, well, not even a minute. It'll be nice and bubbly. And then you heat your bruschetta until it's just warm. Toss your pasta with the bruschetta and serve with a rollatini. You garnish it with basil if you like. It's just going to be a light dish, absolutely wonderful, and it won't be really, really a heavy meal. It's a perfect summer meal for a warm summer evening. Donna Siebel here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. For Canadians, 888-815-9756. If you'd like for me to light up your life with a little bit of insight, just give me a buzz. I'll be glad to do that. I received some information, some tips, and they're called food miracles. And it was sent to me by Rose, and I thought some of them were fun to talk about. But also, again, with the warm weather, Lots of times there are things that we have around the house that can make our life a lot more comfortable. Now, one of the things that was sent to me by Rose is that if you get bee stings, meat tenderizer is something you put on them immediately. And I had never considered that. If you want, you can make a paste out of it and apply it to any kind of stings. Chigger bites, you can use Preparation H. I don't live in an area where we have chiggers, but I know we've got listeners in the South, and you do have chiggers there. But that's something that is very, very useful. And you can do so many different things with kids. If you really want to have them have fun and you don't want to have to worry about anything going into their mouth that may not be good for them, take Kool-Aid and put it in plain yogurt. What it does, it creates a finger paint. Your kids can play with it, and if they stick it in their mouth, it's not going to hurt them, and it's going to taste good, too. They're going to have a lot of fun. And then all you have to do if they're using it outside is just wash it down, and it's going to be just, you know, fine. Also, something I was surprised to learn about is that peanut butter will get scratches out of CDs. I had never heard of that. Now, I can't say I'm brave enough to try it, but if you try it and it works, would you let me know? When I get suggestions like this, sometimes I try it and sometimes I don't. But I had no idea that it will get scratches out of CDs. It'll all, Pam, if you're going to be painting, this is the time of year for painting, to fixing up the house, doing the things inside and out that you've not been able to do because of the winter months. Well, Pam will remove paint and grease from hands. You keep a can of it in your garage, and it's just a very handy item that, you know, it's an oil. It's a lubricant. The same thing with WD-40. It is great to use on wasps' nests because it affects wasps where they can't move. There's something in it, and it takes care of insects. If you want to zap an insect, use WD-40. That is a phenomenal product, by the way. Also, there's just all kinds of other things that she sent me, and it's like baked on food, and I think I've mentioned this before. She said add a bounce softener sheet, and static from the bounce will cause the baked on food to adhere to it. If you soak it overnight, that does the trick, and you can also use two Efferdent tablets in pans that are really hard caked with food. Lots of times we prepare things, we take them places, potlucks, different places like that, and then they're just a bear to clean afterwards. But that's it. Grease stains, use Coca-Cola. It will remove grease stains from the driveway overnight. It'll also take corrosion off batteries. That's good stuff to know. Do you really want to drink it? Well, I guess so. A lot of people love Coke. Just some little tidbits there that Rose sent to me. Donna Sebo here. We're going to be taking a break. Don't go away. We will be right back.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Enter the magical world of God's Kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. I'll be glad to light up your life with a little bit of insight. 877-876-5227 in the U.S. of A. 888-815-9756. If you want to give me a buzz, I would love to chat with you. Thomas sent me some information about some interesting perspectives from Andy Rooney. Perhaps you have heard this. Andy Rooney is known for so many of his wonderful commentaries. And these are some perspectives from him that I think are good points to remember. Andy Rooney says, I've learned that the best classroom in the world is at the feet of an elderly person. I've learned that when you're in love, it shows. I've learned that just one person saying to me, you've made my day, makes my day. I've learned that having a child fall asleep in your arms is one of the most peaceful feelings in the world. I've learned that being kind is more important than being right. I've learned that you should never say no to a gift from a child. I've learned that I can always pray for someone when I don't have the strength to help him or her in any other way. I've learned that no matter how serious your life requires you to be, everyone needs a friend to act goofy with. I've learned that sometimes all a person needs is a hand to hold and a heart to understand. That simple walks with my father around the block on summer nights when I was a child did wonders for me as an adult. I've learned that life is like a roll of toilet paper. The closer it gets to the end, the faster it goes. I've learned that we should be glad God doesn't give us everything we ask for. I've learned that money doesn't buy class. That it's those small daily happenings that make life so spectacular. I've learned that under everyone's hard shell is someone who wants to be appreciated and loved. I've learned that the Lord didn't do it all in one day. What makes me think I can? I've learned that to ignore the facts does not change the facts. That when you plan to get even with someone, you're only letting that person continue to hurt you. I've learned that love, not time, heals all wounds, and that the easiest way for me to grow as a person is to surround myself with people smarter than I am. I've learned that everyone you meet deserves to be greeted with a smile. I've learned there's nothing sweeter than sleeping with your babies and feeling their breath on your cheek, that no one is perfect until you fall in love with them. I've learned that life is tough, but I'm tougher. I've learned that opportunities are never lost. Someone will take the ones you miss. I've learned that when you harbor bitterness, happiness will dock elsewhere. I've learned that I wish I could have told my mom that I love her one more time before she passed away. I've learned that one should keep his words both soft and tender because tomorrow you may have to eat them. I've learned that a smile is an inexpensive way to improve your looks. I've learned that I can't choose how I feel, but I can choose what to do about it. That when your newly born grandchild holds your little finger in his little fist, you're hooked for life. I've learned that everyone wants to live on top of the mountain, but all the happiness and growth occurs while you're climbing it. I've learned that it's best to give advice in only two circumstances, when it is requested and when it is a life-threatening situation. I've learned that the less time I have to work with, the more things I get done. Bless Annie Rooney, and thank you, Tom, for sending that along. That was just delightful. This is Donna Seaborn. By the way, if you have a story, a suggestion, a recipe, something special that you would like to share with me, send it along. I've been getting some wonderful material, and I really appreciate it. And if you'd like to send me an email, send it to Donna@DelphiInternational.com. That's Donna@DelphiInternational.com. And we will be reviewing it, and as we are able to use the material, we will do exactly that. We will be bringing it on the air. Well, what if you wanted to do something to make your day better? Maybe you sort of are in the doldrums, or you have those moments. We all get them every now and then. And a good way to wiggle your way out of it mentally is by doodling. Doodling is something when I was in school, they would smack your hands if they caught you doing it because they felt it was just being frivolous. It wasn't the mark of a disciplined person. Well, actually, doodling does help you think. And many times people will do it when they're bored, but I've noticed a lot of people through the years when they doodle, they're thinking things out. They're trying to figure something out. The mind has a way of working on multiple levels, and doodling helps the problem solving process. I've seen it work so many times. Well, it can also affect your moods. And here are just some things that you can do if you'd like to affect your mood as that you might be going through. What you're doing when you doodle is that you're activating specific parts of your brain, and it will bring out certain qualities, maybe some emotions. They call it graphotherapy. And you know what? A lot of therapists have started to incorporate this. Now, if you want to feel happier, they say draw faces. If you're really upset, if you're agitated, angry, if you draw faces, it starts changing something in the brain. If you draw smiling faces, then you're going to have a calming down effect for yourself. Now, if you really want to find some serenity, doodle waves. And it's not because we associate waves with the ocean or relaxation, but it's the rhythmic action of making the waves. It just is doing it that creates a calming. And it allows you to also lower your heart rate just by drawing waves. Now, if you're feeling that you're not really grounded, then draw a house. And it doesn't have to be anything fancy. But for some reason, because you're focusing on drawing a house, it grounds you, and it also gives that sense of security. And the brain starts to feel a little bit more structured and organized. When you draw circles, it encourages creativity. When you just draw circles, because they have no end and no beginning, they're free-flowing, unrestricted, and it's been found, according to research, that it stimulates the brain's right side and allows your creativity to come through. If you want to boost your confidence, then draw a capital I. It really makes a difference. When you make the letter I in big capital letters over and over again, your subconscious begins to take notice, and there's this sense of assurance, self-assurance, that begins to take on. And if you want to develop some confidence, and if you want to feel more extroverted, draw big loops. It said when they found people that drew loops, the people that drew the larger loops seemed to be the most outgoing. So when you draw big and you take up all the space on the paper that you're drawing on, it just activates that side of yourself that makes you more social and more outgoing. And you can often ask yourself before you start doodling, what is it that you're really wanting to get to the center of? Your intuition will know the answer, and when you draw, it unleashes it. And when you do zigzags, that increases your energy. It forces you, because you have to zigzag, you have to press down harder on the paper. And you don't realize you're doing it, and it signals the brain to become more alive, to become more energetic. Well, those are some tips just to leave you with. We're out of time. This is Donna Sebo. Don't forget, tomorrow we're talking real estate, and we invite you to join us. We're going to be talking about both sides of the real estate factor. Remember, always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. God bless, and have a fabulous day. It's just a most wonderful experience that you're going to be having this day. Enjoy it to the fullest. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.
PBS Radio.